I can't afford to get sick.
No. Here. Let's take care of your book.
And now the dishwasher's going. What do you guys use for dishwasher? Cascade?
Cascade. Yeah.
Your little tablet things or the gel?
It's the gel.
That gel stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything that you're talking about right now so far is like a big container for the whole stuff.
Is the what? I'm sorry?
It's like a big container for the whole stuff.
Okay. Yeah, we do
it's
the whole.
It's not like little tablets or anything cute.
Yeah.
Cute like that. I mean, I can't even lift it.
Is it by the giant 5-gallon bucket
yes.
thing?
Yeah, it's a big.
It's so huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that lasts you for a while then, it sounds like. So.
Yeah, we're at about once a month.
Just once a month?
Yeah.
On the big one? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using palm olive, I see, right now for the dishes. I'm sure you'll buy whatever's on sale. So.
Forever.
Yeah, well, the big one. Yeah, you get the big one.
Yeah, we don't actually hardly ever hand wash the dishes. So
you do
them
in the dishwasher.
If something's stuck on it or.
Yeah, or maybe pots and pans or something.
Yeah,
like that, so.
Yeah. But that would last for like probably 3 months.
Okay. Then there's the things like Ajax, Comet, Pine Sol, Lion, whatever you buy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Toilet cleaners, window cleaners, spot cleaners, you know, like carpet stains, degreasers, you know, when you cook, it gets greasy in the oven, stovetop, things like that. And the big ones like the bathroom cleaners, like scrubbing bubbles, soft scrub, Tilex, something like that, you know. And the list goes on. Down here it says most people have absolutely no idea what they spend on a monthly basis for all these items. Based on national averages in your monthly grocery bill, we can get an accurate figure. So basically, it's a percentage of that grocery bill,
right.
And we've determined it's about $100 a month for the whole family for everything, for all these things. So I guess my question is, if I gave you guys $100 and I sent you to the store where you shop for these kind of things and said buy a whole month's supply for the four of you, of all the stuff that we just talked about, all four categories of cleaners, would $100 cover that bill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what you spend about every month, or is it more, or is it a little bit less?
It's about $100.
It's about $100.
So it's pretty accurate.
Because I use the same thing for all of my cleaning. You know what I mean? Like, I use Pine Sol for everything.
That leads me to believe that $100 might be too much, then.
No,
if you use the same thing.
So. I mean, if we get the big, huge thing from the wholesale club, which is where we usually get.
But that great big one, doesn't that last longer than a month, though? Unless you clean a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it might,
really?
But it just depends. I mean, I use it for everything. So I use it for mopping the floors and cleaning the toilets
right.
and cleaning the countertops. And
okay. All right. Well, we'll keep it at $100.
Okay.
All right. We'll leave it at $100. That's fine. I just thought that was a little high.
I mean, I don't know.
That's fine. I mean, actually, the more the better in this presentation because, you know, if you ever wanted to do this and use those natural soaps I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
the price of them is so low. That $100 a month that you're spending right now, you would actually save that completely every month.
Right.
You would save $100 a month, which
right.
which that's a lot. I mean, that's $1,200 a year. You know,
yeah.
$12,000 in 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of money. Okay. So this side, this kind of represents your budget. And that's just a way of showing your money where to go
mm-hmm.
instead of wondering, you know, where your money went. You guys own your home, right? You're buying your home,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's an investment. Well, you and the bank, right? some people have stocks, bonds, rental properties. If we have these, they're investments.
Sure.
The water test I'm going to show you guys here in a minute, there's a few other things here that hard water costs more money on that you may not be aware of. For example, it costs more money to heat through hard water than it does pure water.
Right.
So your water heater has to work 33% harder to heat hard water. You guys know how that works? Do you know why that is?
Yeah.
Why? Just so I know you know.
Why it has to work through?
Yeah, why does it?
Probably got heavier molecules.
Well, there's just more mass.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's
actually millions of dissolved pieces of rock in the water.
Right.
Well, that's got to get hot, too. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's like the law of physics. When you subtract all that stuff out of the water is just water left. And so the water heats it very quickly. So is your water heater gas?
Yeah.
Gas, okay. So the gas bill, the water heater part of the gas bill will go down about 33% per month, which isn't a lot. It's like maybe $5 a month savings just by having the clean water to heat. You know, heating up, not hard water anymore. Not a big savings, but it's still money that adds up over time.
Sure.
So just add that to the soap savings, everything else. It's, you know, it they pay for themselves is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
Then there's the water bill. And your bottled water, you buy it, but not really for the home. So let's just not even count that one. This bubble here, it says hard water cost in here.
Mm-hmm.
But we call these actually the hidden costs. And I'll talk about those in a second. And the last cost is all the soap and cleaning products that we just talked about. That's the $100 a month that you guys spend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need to expand on the one that says hard water cost because we call these the hidden cost. Hidden costs are things, for example, like have you ever replaced a water heater before?
Not yet.
No, but we have had to replace our shower head several times.
So that's
due
part
to
of yeah, that's right.
Deposits and calcium deposits.
Pardon me, and little sprayers
too. Yeah, like although that spray doesn't work at all for like 3 years. I mean, I don't even know.
Is it hooked up?
Still
yeah.
It hooked up?
Yeah, we just
probably
don't.
Clogged
but
up.
I mean, we've had to
yeah.
do. I mean, we understand.
So you know what I'm talking about. So
yeah.
Okay.
It's not fun. Especially since we're not plumbers.
Yeah.
Something that seems as simple.
Yeah.
As like replacing the inside of your toilet.
Sure. Yeah.
Not simple.
It's not simple.
No.
I once put one of those bionic flusher things that's like a major
yeah.
flush, you know, in there. Took me like 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
In there.
Well, it takes us like 4 days.
These aren't the hands of a plumber. So.
Yeah. So we usually spend, Coco, do not
jump. Coco, come here. Do not shake your water.
Don't jump.
I wouldn't. I love animals. I wouldn't mind her all over me. But I have another appointment at 8
yeah.
tonight.
Yeah.
She's completely
yeah.
muddy.
I'll just make sure I'm clean.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't care.
I mean, since she's
I love animals.
Come over here.
Yes, sweetheart, I love on you, but I gotta be clean
Hi,
for later on tonight.
Come here with us. You need to come up here with mommy.
She's sweetheart. How,
yeah,
how old is she?
2.
Oh, she's just a puppy.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
yeah.
young.
Yeah. What is she?
Australian Shepherd mix.
She's an Aussie?
Yeah.
I used to have an Australian Shepherd.
Yeah,
does she
she's...
look anything
like that? No. Not at all. She had the silver blue eyes.
Yeah
she's got
she
a blue sliver.
She's got a sliver, a blue sliver.
Is that
sliver,
right? Just pretty eyes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
She's cool.
National statistics found that the average family homeowner spends about on these hidden costs, and that's just the general maintenance of your home, plumbing, appliances, upkeep, and replacing clothing too when they wear out. So these things added together. They did a study that found that the average family spends about $10 a week on all this stuff, which is about $40 a month,
mm-hmm.
which is about $480 a year. Don't you guys think that it's pretty easy to spend, you know, $100-$500 a year in your house? Just
oh,
on
yeah.
general
sure.
maintenance,
oh,
replacing
yeah.
clothes for you and the kids, and make sure, you know, the dishwasher, the washing machine, everything's working properly. You got to spend money replacing shower heads, things like
yeah.
that. It adds
yeah.
up, you know. So that's $40 a month. We use monthly, so I just put that right there for your hidden cost.
Sure.
That's why it's called a hidden cost, because you don't know exactly when this is going to happen
sure.
and when you got to spend the money, but you know whenever it does, you got to spend the money. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I see the family photo, the company family brochure?
Oh, the one I showed
you.
I
didn't get to see that one earlier.
Sure you can, yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Of all the hay guys?
Yeah.
Right there in that corner down there. That's at our factory in Ohio.
My yules. Thank you. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You just thought about that, huh?
About the...
Well,
no,
look
I
at
just
this.
Wanted to... I just said one. I wanted to...
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know how the name was spelled either.
Yeah,
hey,
H-A-G-U-E. Yeah, I think it's German.
Yeah.
I think it's German.
Yeah.
Which is funny because my name is German too. It's Deichmann's my last name. So anyway, there's some things here in the book. I want to show you just some pictures, and then we'll go to the sink and do the water test itself. See what's in your water. So, this is just a few things. This is how water gets hard. Whenever it rains, the rainwater, like it's raining out now, the water in the clouds is perfectly clean. But as the water falls through the air, it gathers all the impurities. And that's why the air smells fresh after it rains. It's not because the water cleaned the air.
Right.
When the water hits the ground, it's already dirty. And then it soaks into the soil and picks up limestone, calcium, magnesium, rock, and iron. And then it comes out of your faucet from the water department, and it's hard. And that's how it gets hard. And you know, we try to cook with it. We try to bathe in it. Try to do our laundry in it. And our
sorry.
Just wanted to kiss, that's all.
She's friendly.
She thinks that chair
Sweetheart, I'm already taken. I'm sorry.
She thinks that chair is like a rock outcropping or something.
Right.
And she gets up on top of there.
Well, she's just a puppy still, you know, so. They like to play. No,
Coco.
Stay down, honey.
Coco. No jumping, okay?
Just put her on the porch, please.
Where'd you guys get her from?
From a rescue.
Good for you. Yeah, yeah. She's a sweet dog.
She's awesome.
Was she a baby when you got her?
She wasn't a baby, but she was like 7 months old.
Yeah.
7 months.
They rescued her. I mean, she came from like the Kansas City shelter, so.
So was she born at the shelter? Do you know?
She was off the streets, but she,
yeah,
you know,
what
she
would.
Had all kinds of,
yeah.
She lived there for a while. I mean, she's better now, but she used to get absolutely terrified of the brush.
Oh, yeah.
Like, somebody
of
must
have... Of the brush?
Yeah,
hit her with it
like
something.
Or something. I mean, it was really hard. Now she's fine with it, but
yeah.
for a long time, we couldn't.
I don't see... I don't understand how people can torment an animal like that.
I
mean... If I ever see someone doing that, I'll probably go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, I would.
It's horrible.
I mean, I'll beat their face in.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough of that. okay, so here's some pictures. Hard water changed the taste, and I'll show you these pictures here in a second, Carrie. Hard water changed the appearance of coffee, tea, and other foods. It makes dishes and glassware dull and spotted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to keep the house clean. That's where the soap scum buildup comes from.
Sure.
And we spend a lot of money and time on a bunch of harsh chemicals that smell horrible. I call like the scrubbing bubbles and stuff and the spraying in the clean shower type stuff. I called that stuff spray and run.
You know, I had him clean the shower the other day and he like couldn't breathe for like 3 days.
Yeah, it burns your eye. I mean, your throat hurts. It's like scratchy. It's like this is all chemicals in your throat.
Yeah.
It can't be good for you, you know, inhaling all that stuff. It also deposits scale and heating coils, backs up toilets, plumbing pipes, and even our pots and kettles. And eventually, all these things have to be replaced. It also wears out the washing machine and the dishwasher two to three times faster, and it lowers their efficiency. We have to replace all the appliances, the water-using appliances, a lot sooner than we thought when we first bought them. And according to the Water Quality Research Council, they found that hard water costs the American consumer $6.3 billion in damages in just 1 year.
Wow.
And your share of that is the $40 a month on your hidden
costs
we just talked about. Okay, so let's I want to mark my place here with my brochure, and then we'll pick up with this when I come back from the sink doing your water test. So let's do the water test.
Let's do it.
Joe, would you do me a favor? There's some things I need for my test.
Yeah.
Can you please get me? I need a big bath towel.
Okay.
And also a small wash rag that's laundered.
Okay.
So a big towel, a small wash rag, please.
Okay.
Carrie, where can I get? Just point me where I can get. I need just like two clear drinking glasses. Are they on this side over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know if you're gonna find anything clear because we got problems with glass around here.
Yeah. Here we go.
With keeping it from breaking.
Sure. I can use this one and the little one here. Yeah. Oh, actually, there's two little ones in the back. I see them. I got two perfect ones here.
I mean, I can break out the good crystal.
No. Don't worry about that.
Or I can get you a couple of shot glasses. Those don't break very often.
But are there shots in them, though?
Oh, yeah, they can be.
No, I'm just kidding. Thank you. In like a medium-sized mixing bowl, like a Tupperware dish, glass, metal, plastic. It doesn't matter what it's made of.
So like this?
Yeah, that's perfect right there. That worked. Drop that in there.
Okay.
Poor Coco. Come here.
She's fine out there, Joey.
Here, come in.
She loves it out there.
You can't.
She does that sad face, you know.
She did.
She makes you think like she's like, oh, Coco, please let me come in. Yeah. Whoops. Let's see. Let's put this thing right here. These are samples. These are samples of all those natural soaps I was telling you about a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I'll let you guys smell those in a few minutes.
Okay.
And so they're actually award-winning. They're all biodegradable, botanical type stuff.
Sure.
So,
there.
Oh, my gosh. Come here.
Has he had any confidence?
Yes. Miles.
You got to take out, like, a Robitussin or something?
Yeah,
Poor little guy.
That's 6 to 8, I think, yeah.
So he's, how old is he?
Seven.
They're susceptible to when they're that age, you know. Yeah. The immune system's still getting developed, you know.
You got a rough kindergarten.
One to ten, so.
Yeah.
And how
what
was
are you looking
old?
At?
He's 13.
Yeah. How long y'all been married?
Seven years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
8 years.
There's hope for me.
you want the cookie
monster? Are you not married? Do you want more light?
If you have it, sure.
Are you not married or are you married?
I'm not married. Not legally married.
Not legally married.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Be honest, I keep trying to get my husband to give me a divorce so that we'll have more money.
Yeah, right.
that's what I was getting at with it. He's too traditional, though.
Sure. Nothing wrong with that.
I think it'll backfire.
Here, honey. Come here. Wants him to go into the bath. I may have to do that in a minute just for his lungs.
Okay.
So, you want to watch this test or not? You want to? Okay.
Let's do the water test.
Let's see it. Come on.
Yeah, with him, we're getting near dinner time. We might be on a short leash.
Here, come here.
Yeah.
Come here. Well, he wants to sit in the steamy.
Yeah.
He wants to sit on the shower, on the floor in the bathroom while
I
take a shower so he can get some steam. Come on, let's watch.
Sure. Okay. Let's see here. I guess I'm gonna go on this side over here.
Okay.
Okay, that way you guys can go over there, that way you can see everything.
Sure.
Hey, sweetheart, I'm gonna move your food dish right over here, okay?
Did you spill?
Yeah.
That's all good. It's all good.
Don't worry about it.
Why
she's fine.
I don't want that to be in her
Oh, I'll get it with